It's time for the Sports Spotlight with Jackson, Kevin, and Christian, and it starts now.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Sports Spotlight here on Giant 90.9. I'm Jackson Watt, your host, alongside Kevin Gleva, Christian Hernandez, and Owen Pulley, the special guest from the studio loft here at WBGG Studios. And week one of NFL football is officially over. And we're just going to recap everything that happened and go through it all. And I mean, it was a lot of good games. A lot of good games.
It was a good opening week.
With the opening game of this season was the Buccaneers taking on the Cowboys. Tough game. This game went down to the wire. Cowboys had the lead late in the fourth quarter, but you don't leave any time left for Tom Brady. He proved him wrong. Possibly a play that could have been pass interference on the offense. We don't know. It didn't happen. Bucks win on a game-winning field goal, 31-29.
Yeah, an exciting game to start out the NFL season with. 7 total touchdowns, Tom Brady with 4, Dak Prescott with 3. But about that offensive pass interference, I think there probably should have been a flag, but hey, can't change it now that it's over. Interesting kind of theme of that game, though, was just the run game was not there for either teams, with the number one running backs for both teams just having in the about 30 yards.
Yeah, one big thing that did happen, though, was Antonio Brown, a guy who was not on a team to start the season last season. 5 receptions, 121, and a touchdown. Antonio Brown looking like his Steelers days. Brady, 379, 4 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. But one thing that was kind of crazy to me, Dak Prescott, first game back after a major, major injury last season. 42 for 58, 403, 3 touchdowns, 9 INT, but he threw 58 times. Oh, my.
That's a lot. That's what you have to do when Ezekiel Elliott really just couldn't get anything going in the run game because the Buccaneers were just kind of stacking the box and shutting down the run game. So you got to do what you got to do.
So, Owen, what's your thoughts about this Cowboys team this season?
I think Dak looked good coming back from the injury. I think Ezekiel Elliott could have played a little bit better, only having a couple rushing plays and only averaging about 3 or 4 yards a play, and that he could have played a little bit better. And the passing was pretty good.
Yeah, I guess you make it sound really simple for someone. The passing was good.
The passing was good. I don't know.
There was a lot of it.
But Buccaneers get the win, start the season 1-0.
And one more thing about that game. Tom Brady coming in, what, 21st season? 22nd?
22nd.
22nd season and still looking as good as always. So I don't think he's slowing down.
Yeah, so we're going to go now to the Sunday games. And this game was the one that brought me lots of pain. Colts, Seahawks. The Seahawks get a 28-16 victory. And the Colts just offensive line failed. And that was the rough one.
Yeah, the Colts just really couldn't get anything going. I mean, like Jackson said, the O-line is really where the issues started, as Carson Wentz was kind of having some trouble as he just didn't get tons of time in the pocket, as well as the rushing for the Colts was not fantastic.
Yeah, and then, Wentz did not play bad. I know that people like to say that Carson Wentz has just played bad, even though he did take a couple sacks. It's not his fault entirely. 251, 2 touchdowns. He went 25 for 38. He did not play too bad, but that Colts offensive line was horrendous. Even though people would like to say it's Davenport, the guy who's filling in for Eric Fisher, Quentin Nelson didn't have a good game either. He didn't allow a sack, but he was allowing pressure. Ryan Kelly did not play good. The only guy who had a good game was Mark Orensky, and he's a guy who's just been a vet, and he's a guy who hasn't allowed any sacks in the last season. So the Colts did show upside at times. Their defense didn't look too good. They just one thing that they did struggle with was guarding in the receiver. Tyler Lockett at 100 yards, 2 touchdowns. He would a 68-9-yard bomb in the first half. They just blew their top off, and they couldn't stop the run, even though Carson did have 91. He didn't get 100, but they just they struggled, and they always struggle week one, so there's not time to overreact. But this is a game you got to win because Tennessee got blown out, and we'll talk about that later. But,
Yeah, he was – Carson Wentz was hit a total of 15 times, and just Braden Smith really not playing it too good. Like you said, Ryan Kelly, Quentin Nelson hit a total of 15 times. Tyler Lockett also looked really good, and they could have just played a little bit better. We'll talk about who's in first place in the AFC South in a little bit. But, yeah.
So the Colts started the season 0-1, Seattle going to 1-0. And then now Owen's game of the week. The Houston Texans versus the Jacksonville Jaguars, and the Texans get a blowout victory. 37-21, and Tyrod Taylor, 2 touchdowns, 291. Mark Ingram, 85 yards rushing, a touchdown. And the Texans, a team that we didn't know would win a game this season. Blowout win, the Texans start 1-0.
Yeah, they're going to go 17-0. Okay, calling it right now.
No.
Whoa, here we go
calm
again.
Down. I know. What do you see in this team that makes you love them?
Tyrod Taylor.
That's it?
Only Tyrod.
That's about it.
So, like, do you think they'll be better off with Deshaun Watson or Tyrod Taylor?
I think they're going to be better off with Tyrod Taylor as Deshaun Watson has those charges looming over him. Doesn't know.
If Watson did not have any charges.
Oh, Deshaun Watson.
So if this, how good do you think this Texans team can be after seeing this game?
I don't know. I think Trevor Lawrence didn't really play super well as it's being his first ever pro game. I think they're not going to win many games, but they won one. It's a win in my book.
So what, you say the Texans are not going to win many games? But you have them making the playoffs in your prediction last week.
I think I had them like 8-9, but like when I don't know what happened. But
so, do you think Tyrod Taylor will win MVP this season?
No, no chance.
But hey, maybe he's going to prove all the doubters wrong. Brandon Cooks had 132, 5 receptions, and for Jacksonville, like you said, Trevor Lawrence played a decent game: 28 for 51, 333. 3 touchdowns, 3 INTs, his first ever NFL game, and his first ever loss in a pro game. He's never lost high school. He's never lost college. And he did lose tonight. Well, not tonight, but we'll have to see about that. So the Texans are the only team with a win in the AFC South as the Titans, Colts, and Jaguars all fall this past weekend. A game that I did pick correctly. People did pick the Falcons to win this game. I think you did, Kevin. So, you're wrong. So, the Eagles get a big win, 32-6 versus the Falcons. Jalen Hurts, 3 touchdowns, 264 yards. Miles Sanders, 74 yards rushing. Devontae Smith, first ever game, 71 yards, a touchdown. For the Falcons, they really didn't do too much. The Falcons were the Falcons of late. 20 for 35, 164 for Matt Ryan, no touchdowns, no interceptions. And I think this Falcons team is going to be a top three worst team in the league after watching them last Sunday.
Yeah, the Falcons, I mean, it just looks like their offense was just stalled out the whole game. They can never get anything going. It seemed like they're throwing the ball, they just weren't that successful, and really no big plays for their offense to get them going or anything. And then rushing, not a lot of yards there either, but Jalen Hurts coming out, putting on a big performance. So definitely kind of a surprise to see the Eagles win by so much, but the Falcons looking rough after that week one.
Falcons, they have a decent team, I guess. Kyle Pitts, 31 yards, 4 receptions, didn't do too much. Eagles, big victory, start a 1-0. A game that had a lot of change of events. The Chargers beating the Washington football team 20-16. Justin Herbert, 1 touchdown, 1 interception, 337 yards. Austin Eckler, 57 yards and a touchdown. Mike Williams, also a receiving touchdown. But the thing for the Washington football team, even though they did lose early in the first quarter, quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick gets hurt with a hip injury. He went 3 for 6, 13 yards. He's going to be out for a long period of time. Tyler Heinicke, 11 for 15, 122, a touchdown. They lose, but Is Heinicke the guy for the football team, or do you see them going after a guy like Cam Newton?
Yeah, I don't think Heinicke will be able to get it done. Maybe they try him another week, see how he can do during a full game after getting the first starter reps in practice after a week. But I think that was just the big reason they lost, is they lost Fitzpatrick and also Herbert having a good game. But I don't know if you could quite see them going after someone like Cam Newton. But like I said, I think it's just a time thing. Time will tell.
Yeah, and I mean, this Washington team does have a good defense, and they showed it. I mean, Herbert did not play as good as I thought he would, but hey, Chargers 1-0, football team 0-1 to start the season. Going to another one, a game that was not going on. Oh my, it just got sidetracked. But a game that no one predicted, even though this there are two extremely good teams, the Steelers beat the Buffalo Bills 23-16 in a game that just was a close defensive battle, and a quarterback who I picked to go win MVP didn't play too well, didn't play too bad, but a team that everyone was the most fakest 11-0 team ever.
Yes.
They get a big win.
I mean, I didn't think the Steelers were going to pull it off. They were down early. Their first half, the Bills' defense just dominated them. The Steelers could barely do anything. Second half, made some adjustments and started to get some stuff going. Roethlisberger, I mean, I didn't think he looked great out there. He's pushing 40 years old. And Najee Harris, their pick at running back, supposed to be doing big things, only with 45 yards. So, really, I think a lot of that is to blame on the Steelers' O-line. But I think overall the Bills will end up being more successful this season, even though they lost.
Yeah, I mean, Big Ben didn't play too bad, 88 yards and a touchdown. But the running game of this, in both these teams, even though Devin Singletary did have a decent game, the running game was just not the thing in this ball game, and it was just a really good defensive battle. No really big stats from any player in this ball game. I mean, Stephon Diggs had a decent game, 69 yards, but nothing. You're going to be going crazy about Devin Bush, 10 tackles. Minka Fitzpatrick, 10 tackles as well for Pittsburgh. But, hey, maybe the Steelers are going to pull it out this year, and you never know. But moving on here to another game that was a little bit crazier than it should have been. The Niners taking on the Detroit Lions. The Niners did get the win 41-33, but this game was quite crazy in the fourth quarter, as the 49ers did have a big lead going into the fourth quarter and the Lions are down. And the Lions go on to put 16 points up in the fourth quarter to almost come back, falling by 8 points. They score a touchdown. They get an onside kick. They score another touchdown. And then the Niners fumble on the next possession. And the Lions had a chance to win. They didn't pull it out, but hey, Niners get the win, 1-0 on the season. The Lions 0-1. Jared Goff, 3 touchdowns and interception, 338. He didn't play too bad. Running game really wasn't there. And for the Niners, Jimmy Garoppolo, 17-25, 314 and a touchdown. Trey Lance played 1 snap, 1 touchdown pass for 5 yards. So Trey Lance's first NFL pass is a touchdown in the end zone. And Eric Mitchell, the running back no one's ever heard of, 19 carries, 104 yards, and a touchdown to a guy who I picked up in fantasy just yesterday after that performance there. So I know this San Fran team always creates good running backs. Raheem Mostert only had 20 yards, did end up getting hurt early in the first quarter. And big stat alert here, Deebo Samuel, 189, a touchdown, 9 receptions, 35 fantasy points. He was on my WBDG fantasy league, so shout out to Deebo Samuel for helping your boy get a win. But the Niners, big win.
Yeah, I mean, going into the fourth quarter, it was 38-17. So for the Niners to hold off that big push by the Lions was good for them. But to give up that big push, you don't want to see that. And if they do that all season long, they will not be able to be very successful. As the Lions aren't an incredible team, but once they start to play some more solid teams, They'll have to have a more complete game than that. But overall, it was a pretty solid performance by the 49ers, just besides the fourth quarter, really.
Yeah, and I mean, it was a pretty dominant. I mean, even though that this game was an eight-point game, and the Niners really put it out there for three quarters in the fourth quarter, they still got the win. So, Niners 1-0 on the season. Going now to a game that was eventful in the first overtime game of the season. The Bengals getting an overtime win over the Vikings, 27-14. Joe Burrow, 261, two touchdowns. Joe Mixon, 127 and a touchdown. He is your leading rusher so far on the season, and Joe Mixon. And Chase, the receiver, 101, a touchdown. The rookie, guy who said he couldn't see a football.
You've seen him on Sunday.
Ja'Marr Chase, 101, a touchdown, five receptions. A guy who had all kinds of drops in the preseason. Pulled it out week one. Bengals get a big win.
And Joe Burrow, he's of course had an injury last year, missed majority of the season. But coming back, he looks sharp. He looks like he's ready to play. And he doesn't have the best O-line right now, but he's still making it work. And so once he gets some experience and maybe later in his career he has a better line, he could be a very dangerous quarterback. But this was an exciting game. I mean, a game-tying field goal to go into overtime and then a game-tying field goal to end it. It was definitely an exciting game to watch. Just one of the many good ones on this first week of the NFL season.
Yeah, I mean, it was an exciting one. That game was on after the Colts game, so I got to catch a little bit of it. So that was a pretty good one. Going to a game that was a, what you could say, not a rivalry game, but a game that had revenge to it. Panthers taking on the Jets. Sam Donald gets his revenge, winning 19-14. Donald, one touchdown, 279. But the big player of this ball game, Christian McCaffrey, a guy who no one knew if he could be the same player. Well, he was. 21 carries, 98 yards. Receiving, 9 receptions, 89 yards. Almost a 100-100 game. Christian McCaffrey back to where he used to be in statistical standards. And the Panthers start the season 1-0 going to the Jets, who Zach Wilson did get the start, 258, two touchdowns, an interception, 20-37. Rushing game, not there. Tevin Coleman, 24 yards, not carries. Nothing, non-existent. But out of the rookie quarterbacks, Zach Wilson had the best night.
Yeah, for his first start in the NFL, I was kind of surprised. I wasn't so sure about him, but he had a solid performance in his pro debut, leading the Jets. I mean, only put 14 points on the board, but it was a low-scoring game anyway, so it was all right. So it'll be interesting to see how he continues to develop throughout the season as he gets some more experience and reps in real time under his belt.
Corey Davis, 97 yards, two touchdowns, the former Titan showing out in New York. Panthers get the win, start out 1-0. Going to a game that surprised a lot of people. Cardinals blowout victory, 38-13 on the what people would say the best offensive team in the league going into the year. Cardinals said no. Kyler Murray, four touchdowns, one interception, 289 yards. Chase Edmonds, 63 yards rushing. Murray had five total touchdowns, a rushing touchdown. DeAndre Hopkins, two receiving touchdowns, 83 yards. And defensively, Chandler Jones, six tackles, five sacks. He destroyed the Titans single-handedly. And the Cardinals, big win, 38-13.
Yeah, when you have a defensive player putting up numbers like five sacks, that's just going to help out the whole team a lot. And not only that, keeping Derrick Henry to only 58 yards rushing on the day, so they really slowed down the beast that is Derrick Henry. But, I mean, Kyler Murray, he came out week one and said, I want to put my name out here early this season, throwing the ball around with ease. DeAndre Hopkins, two of those four touchdowns that Murray threw, so he had a big day as well. And those two touchdowns were alongside just 83 yards. So offensive and defensive dominant performance by the Cardinals.
Yeah, and one big thing that happened in this game is Tannehill just didn't look good out there. I mean, he did. I mean, the stats don't really show justice, but there was a lot of passes he missed, and I have not seen him play like this in a while. And I mean, this Tennessee defense, like I was saying going into the season, this Tennessee, this Tennessee defense is terrible, and they showed it versus this Cardinals team, allowing Kyler Murray 5 total touchdowns. I mean, Murray single-handedly destroyed this team, and I think if I'm going against, at least in my fantasy league, if I see the Titans, a team that's going against the Titans, I'm playing that offensive player because this Titans defense is atrociously bad, and they're going to get exposed this season, I think. But moving on to a game that happened at 425, and I say one of the best games of the week so far is the Chiefs versus the Browns. The Browns did have a big lead at halftime. Chiefs march back, scoring 13 in the fourth quarter. They win 33-29, and Patrick Mahomes gets it done, 337, three touchdowns. No big rushing attack for the Chiefs with only 43 yards by Edwards-Helaire. But Tyreek Hill had himself a day, 197, a touchdown. Travis Kelce, two touchdowns. And the Chiefs start the season 1-0.
Yeah, the Browns, they were up 22-10 at half. So a two-possession lead. But two-possession leads aren't necessarily the safest thing against a team like the Chiefs. Going into this game, though, I had high hopes for the Browns. I thought they were going to be able to pull this one out, but really just second half things started to fall apart. They had a fumbled snap on a punt, and the punter ended up getting tackled. So the Chiefs started with the ball on like the 20 or 30-yard line. Running back Nick Chubb fumbled a ball, and they lost possession there. So just some small things that – small mistakes that ended up costing them big on the game.
Yeah, and I mean – but I did watch a little bit of this game as well, and the Browns, this team's going to be good. I think we're going to see a matchup of these two teams in the playoffs, and I think it's just destined to happen. And, I mean, even though they did lose week one, they're going against the Chiefs, who are the best team in the AFC, be honest. So I think the Browns are going to be very good this year, and if they get rolling late season, I mean, the Browns almost beat them in the playoffs, and they almost beat them this week. So you never know with this Cleveland Browns team, but this team is good. Going to a battle of the AFC East, and two teams that have a little bit of quarterback issues, you could say. I wouldn't say quarterback issues, but younger quarterbacks, two guys who went to Alabama. Dolphins taking on the Patriots. Dolphins get a 17-16 win as Tua Tagovailoa beats Mac Jones, his former backup, in this matchup. Tua. 202, a touchdown interception. Mac Jones, 281 and a touchdown. Damian Harris, 100 yards rushing for the Patriots. But the Dolphins get it done. Devontae Parker, 81 yards. Jaylen Waddle, the rookie, 61 yards, a touchdown. The Dolphins start the season 1-0.
Yeah, great performance by Jaylen Waddle to come out. 61 yards and a touchdown. Tua throwing the ball all right for the Dolphins. And Mac Jones really had a pretty solid stat line, too. He had 281 yards with one touchdown. Just was unable to get the job done, taking the first loss of the season in a close one as it was just a one-point game.
Yeah, I mean, that was still a good game. Going to another one with the Broncos taking on the Giants. And the Broncos get a big win. Teddy Bridgewater shows out 27-13 over them Giants. Bridgewater, 264, two touchdowns. Not that bad. Melvin Gordon, 101 yards rushing, only 11 carries, and a touchdown. Jerry Jeudy, the rookie, the second-year player. He was a rookie last year. Yeah, sophomore. 72 yards. He still feels like a rookie to me, though. 72 yards, not that bad, but.
Yeah, all right performance. Sterling Shepard for the Giants, though, had a pretty solid day for him.
Yeah, 113, a touchdown.
Yeah, I feel like he's just been one of those players that I've known about for so long. He just seems like he'd be old and out of the league by now.
Oh, but I know. Like he was on those teams with Beckham, wasn't he?
Yes. So to see him still playing and still putting up numbers like that just seems like it shouldn't be like that. But hey, good for him that he's doing it. Kind of been looking at the Giants, maybe one of the reasons they lost is their big time Barkley. Rusher of the game, yeah, Saquon Barkley not having a good day at all, and Daniel Jones actually being probably the best rusher of the day for them.
I mean, even going into this game, I talked about how I don't think Barkley's as good as running back as people make it out to seem. 10 rushes, 26 yards. I mean, Melvin Gordon, 11 rushes, 101 yards. So who's the better running back? I don't know, but...
And Daniel Jones, 6 rushes for 27 yards.
Hey, so. Shout out Danny Dimes, rushing touchdown. But we'll see. We'll see about this team. I do think the Giants have a decent chance to make the playoffs if they win their division. It depends if the Cowboys collapse. But the Cowboys look real good, so I think they're going to win their division. I think it's pretty dominant, even though the Eagles never know about them. But a game that disappointed everyone. A game with a quarterback that had one fantasy point. A game that a quarterback who threw the ball at the dirt the whole game, just snapped it right at the dirt, would have had a better passer rating than this quarterback had. A quarterback that was the MVP of last season doing that. Yeah. A quarterback that had a worst passer rating in this ball game than Nathan Peterman did when he threw 5 interceptions and a half. Yeah, the preseason GOAT. We'll talk about him a little bit later, even though we didn't play. But this game, the Saints beating the Packers 38-3. Jameis Winston, 148, 5 touchdowns for the 2 of Jameis Winston. Alvin Kamara, 83 yards rushing. And just Jameis Winston, 5 touchdowns. Aaron Rodgers, no touchdowns, 2 interceptions, 1 fantasy point, 133 yards. Oh, my.
Yeah, if I'm an NFL quarterback and I see what Jameis Winston did, I think I'd immediately book a LASIK eye surgery, because Jameis Winston got the LASIK eye surgery over the offseason, and apparently he was actually able to see now. So if he can do that while he's able to see, it could definitely be a good season for him. Interestingly enough, though, 5 touchdowns, only 148 yards. So he wasn't throwing the ball very big distances, but they were able to punch it in using the pass game.
Yeah, and one thing that they did is they made Winston a game manager. They told him, you don't have to be Batman. You don't have to be Superman. And he didn't do it. He was a game manager, only having 148 yards rushing. I mean, passing, not rushing. That would be insane. But Winston, 5 touchdowns. Saints, big win over the Packers. And scary times for Mr. Rodgers, as 1 fantasy point. That was just funny. And 133, 2 interceptions, no touchdowns. Going to the Sunday night game, a game that was pretty good game against the Rams here, taking on the Bears. And the Rams get a big win. Matthew Stafford showed out, 321, 3 touchdowns, 20 for 26. The Rams got a running game going. Cooper Kupp, big game, 108, a touchdown. The Rams get a big win, 38-14 to start the season, 1-0. For the Bears, Andy Dalton, an interception, no passing touchdowns, 206 yards. Justin Fields did throw 2 passes for 10 yards and ran in a touchdown from 3 yards out. So this game is a game that had 2 quarterbacks battling for the QB1 position, a position that I think Fields is going to have by week 5. But the Rams, Stafford shows out in his new home, and he goes crazy.
Yeah, Stafford's just got to be happy to be there. He's got solid pieces. Cooper Kupp been a solid receiver for the last few years and showing that he still is, with a touchdown and 108 yards. And Stafford's always been able to throw the ball well. And then on the defensive side, Jalen Ramsey and Aaron Donald doing what they do. So this Rams team looking solid, as a lot of people expected coming into week 1 of this NFL season.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good game. I didn't really pay too much attention to it, but Stafford, he'll be traveling to Indy to play the Indianapolis Colts next week, so that's going to be a good one. We're definitely going to be talking about that. But the Raiders beat the Ravens Monday night to wrap up week 1 of football, and this game was crazy. I did watch this game in full, and Derek Carr showed him out, leading the league in passing yards after week 1, 435, 2 touchdowns and an interception. Josh Jacobs, 2 rushing touchdowns, only 34 yards. But this game went to overtime, and lots of change of events happened in the overtime. So in this ball game, the Ravens did have the lead. The Raiders score, take it to overtime, The Ravens get the ball. They punt. Okay. And then the Raiders get the ball. They march down the field. A guy dives in the end zone. And he thought he got in, but he was down at the one. So they're about to snap a play down at the one. If they score a touchdown, they win. Ravens already had the ball. They go down, and they get an offsides. They back up 5 yards. Derek Carr throws an interception. It bounces off a dude's helmet. He catches it in the end zone. Ravens ball. A couple plays later, Raiders send a sack, send a blitz. They get a sack, force fumble. Raiders get the ball back. They end up marching down the field. Derek Carr connects on a big touchdown to end the ball game to Jones. And they win a 33-yard touchdown. Raiders, big overtime win. Upset alert, Monday Night Football. Raiders start the season 1-0.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people really expected Carr to go crazy like he did in the first game of the season. But a big thing about the Ravens this year is just the injuries that have plagued them. I mean, they had Dobbins, their running back, tear an ACL or muscle like that. Then their backup running back, same thing, tore a muscle. And then also a cornerback for him tore something as well. So they have some injuries, but they showed they can still compete with some teams. But, I mean, like I said, Derek Carr just playing out of his mind week one. It's tough to beat someone playing like that.
Yeah, and I mean, he played a really good game. So it was a good one. Good Monday night game. The next Monday night game will be the Packers taking on the Lions. So that will be good as well. But that will wrap up this first week of NFL football here on the Sports Spotlight Week 2. Predictions coming at you next week at 1:15 next Thursday. But we're going to go here to a one-minute break and come back with some soccer and baseball news. You're listening to the Sports Spotlight.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to the Sports Spotlight. I'm your host, Jackson White, here with Kevin Gleva and Christian Hernandez. And we're going to send it over to Christian for anything you need to know about soccer.
Thank you, Jackson. All right. Champions League has kicked off while the show started. And so far, it's been a pretty eventful thing going on for the two games that are going on right now, which is Sevilla and RB Salzburg and Young Boys and Manchester United. Manchester United are currently winning their game 1-0, but they do have a red card. And the goal came from Cristiano Ronaldo, who's just, you know, he's just moved to Manchester United, but he's lighting it up again. So he's doing pretty well for himself so far. These first two games, 3 goals. It's really good. Really solid for him. And Young Boys is just not bringing it out again as usual whenever they're in the Champions League. They just can't provide like these other big teams can. Hopefully they're able to push back Manchester United. May find a goal for themselves, but who knows? Maybe they can take advantage of the record, or they won't. We'll see from the rest of this match. It's currently on minute 48 out of the 90. So we'll figure that out by Thursday, and I'll tell you what happens in that game. Moving on, Sevilla and RB Salzburg got a crazy game going on. There's been 3 penalties given, and the game is 1-1 currently. RB Salzburg got the first penalty of the game. They missed it, and then they got another one. And they scored it, which is a goal provided by Luka Subdic, who provided a great finish for the penalty to find it 1-0 currently. And then Ivan Rakitic got a penalty in the 42nd minute right before the first half ends, and he finishes it as well. So as it stands, it's 48 minutes into the second half, and they are playing a really close game, I imagine. All right, the rest of the matches that are going on today are between Lyon and Wolfsburg, which they have met before in the Europa League, and Wolfsburg won both of those on both occasions, so we'll see if Lyon can get revenge on them for that or not. Villarreal and Atlanta are also playing. Villarreal is a team on the climb, also is Atlanta, so two teams that are like working hard for their future are going to be going up against each other. It's going to be interesting to see what they provide against each other. Chelsea and Zenit are playing, the Russian team Zenit playing Chelsea, and usually when these two play, it does not end well. So we will see if it's the same case or if Zenit will pride an upset against the England Giants. Moving forward, Malmo and Juventus are playing. Malmo is just a side that everyone's just predicted to end up last place in their group, but you never know, they could upset Juventus, who have not been in form as of recently. They're still recuperating from the loss of Cristiano Ronaldo, and you never know. Maybe they'll pop off. Maybe they'll do horribly like they have been the last two games. The big game of the night is Barcelona versus Bayern Munich, which this game has some history to it. Bayern Munich and Barcelona are like rivals in the European game. And last time these two played, Bayern beat Barcelona 8-2. So Barca's probably looking...
It's a beat down.
Barca's probably looking to get revenge on that, but they have a team that is very weak at the moment with a lot of injuries and obviously Lionel Messi leaving. We will see if Barcelona can provide upset against this Bayern Munich side with Robert Lewandowski, who, if you don't know, last season broke the German goal record by scoring 43 in a season. So they're going to probably struggle taking him down, but you never know. They could do something. Robert Lewandowski could have a bad day, but it's really rare for him. Dynamo Kyiv and Benfica are playing. Portuguese Giants versus a Giant of Russia as well, but it's going to be a close game, I imagine. Both teams are pretty solid, but we will see there. Besiktas and Dortmund are playing. Borussia Dortmund playing Besiktas once again. Every time these two play, it's pretty close. So we will see whether or not it's another close result or if Dortmund or Besiktas end up blowing out each other. Who knows? Moving on, where Sheriff and Shakhtar Donetsk. Sheriff is a team that is, I think this is like their third time qualifying for the Champions League. And they're looking to light it up this time, but you never know. Shakhtar Donetsk is just one of those teams that always provides difficulty for anyone they play. Very good team, and we'll see how that result ends up. Anyway, those are the games for today, and we will see how they turn out. Tomorrow also has some games, which I'll be giving coverage for on Thursday on this edition of the Sports Spotlight. Thank you for watching, and I hope you guys enjoyed.
Yeah, like Christian said, thank you for watching on our radio.
We are on the radio.
So if you're watching this somehow, hey, how's it going? But thank you for Christians for giving us everything we need to know about soccer. And now we're going to give it to our final sport as we wrap it up. And we're just going to wrap it up here. I just think that we're going to save some stuff for Thursday's show. I think Thursdays are always the day before Friday.
It's almost Friday when it's Thursday.
Yeah, that's just Thursdays always have the best shows personally, but we're gonna have to see. And Thursday Night Football is on Thursday, so we're gonna give all recap you need to know about NFL week 2, the Thursday night game, and anything that's going on in sports from now to Thursday. You're probably gonna hear it here on the Sports Spotlight. So thank you for everyone for tuning in to this edition of the Sports Spotlight, and thank you. Have a good rest of your day.